Number nine, frag the Gemara, mid the comma Rabbi Yehuda, Mishasa Neitzachama, since Rabbi Yehuda says that it's also to the Melacha from the time of Haneitzachama, Alma, so we see, the comma Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, when Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said it's also from the time of or Tahu, it means night, so it's a question, Rav Huna, who says it means day, and for the Gemara, Loi, no. My Ur, what does it mean, Ur? Amud HaShachar. It means the time of Amud HaShachar. Frek the Gemara, I hachiv so, the ka'om arlei. That which Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said to Rabbi Yehuda. Hey, chan matzinu yoin. Where do we find a day? Shemiktsase mutabasiyas malacha, that part of it you're allowed to do work. Umiktsase asur basiyas malacha, and part of it you're not allowed to do work. Neima iulanafshe, let him, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, say to himself the same thing. Ha'ikal laila de kashari, but there is the night where it's permitted. So he could ask the same question on himself, that in the night time you're allowed to do work, and in the day you're not. The Gemara answers, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, ha'ikal amar. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is saying as follows. Bishlam ledidi, all is well according to me. Ashkachna, we find the Kapalgi Rabbonon, that the Chachamim divide ben yimama lelele, between day and night. The Tanya, as we learned in a Braisa, gave Tainas Tzibur regarding a public fast day. Ad Masai Oichel v'Shoisa, until when can he eat and drink? Ad Shiyala Amun HaShachar, until it comes up the time of Amun HaShachar. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Rabbi Shimon Eimer, Rabbi Shimon says, Ad Kreis HaGever, till the rooster calls. So we see that you can divide between night and day. Ela lididach, but according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, Heicha Ashkachna Yimama Gufei, where do we find the day itself, the Palgi Be'Rabbonon, that the Chacham divided, that part of the day is Asur and part of the day is Mutar. So we explained in the Braisa that Rabbi Yehuda responded, that Amar Lei, Rabbi Yehuda responded to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who Atzma Yechiyach, it itself will prove. The same day Yudalim Nisim will prove. Shemiktsase Mutabachilas Chametz, that part of it is permitted to eat Chametz. Umiktsase Asur Bachilas Chametz, and part of it is also to eat Chametz. Frek the Gemara, Shapi Kamar Lei, Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehuda seems to be saying very well to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So what was Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov's question if there's such an obvious answer? And for the Gemara, Hachi ka'amar le Rabbi Eliezer, this is what Rabbi Eliezer was asking. Amin alecha ana, I say to you, melacha derabbanon, about melacha, which is only issur derabbanon. Va'at amrit li, and you are telling me, chametz deiraisa, chametz, which is an issur deiraisa. The adhacha aser rachmana, till here the Torah says it's aser. The adhacha shar rachmana, and until here the Torah says it's permitted. So the chachamim cannot divide between the night and day. So don't give me a proof from chametz. I'm talking about malach, which is the issur d'rabbanan, and that the chachamim are not allowed to divide between the time and day. Only the Torah can, as Rashi explains. Frek the Gemara v'idach and the other one. What would Rabbi Yehuda answer to that? The Gemara answers, Shoiz d'Rabbanon, the hours which are mid-Rabbanon, that there are hours before the Issur min HaTorah, the Chametz is also mid-Rabbanon. So you see, even mid-Rabbanon, there are hours the Chametz is Mutter, and hours that it's Asur. Frek the Gemara v'Idach, and the other one. So what was Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov thinking when he asked the question? The Gemara answers, Harchaka hu da'ovid Rabbanon, that is the distance that the Rabbanan made lida iraisa for an issur min HaTorah. So yes, it's only issur min Rabbanan, but that is only in order to protect the issur min HaTorah, which the issur min HaTorah starts in the middle of the day.